The story is that Hatch Police Chief Mike Vega's given name is Jude Christopher Michael because his mother was praying to every saint for the best, and he was a bit of a wild child. But Mike's teachers must have looked past the long hair, Metallica t-shirt, and black trench coat to see his heart. When a young man's home life is hard, it seems he either grows up to become a man who causes everyone grief, or he becomes a man who helps ease grief. Before graduating from law enforcement, Mike spent several years helping young men get over bad choices. As director of operations for Sierra Blanca, a reform school at Fort Stanton, Mike saw the program work so well that 90% of the kids stayed out of trouble with the law. The introduction to the camp was simple. He'd meet the kids on the highway and hand them boots and backpacks of food and water to hike into the camp, telling them the rules and chain of command, and 8 miles later, they'd be ready to go. And go they did. They went whitewater rafting and rappelled off 200-foot cliffs and joined the drill team Mike started, traveling to Florida, North Carolina, and Virginia. His wife, Amanda, showed him some of the stunting, as throwing each other up in the air. She did as a Hatch cheerleader that his drill team would perform for the schools they visited. Mike and Amanda are a team. She homeschools their two youngest boys, and their 9-year-old helped train Elmo, their narcotic canine for the village of Hatch. Amanda has started making wedding cakes, and after seeing pictures of them, I remembered her grandmother, Bonnie Gillis, is an artist. Amanda says she loves taking art lessons along with Bonnie's friends who sell their paintings at the Hatch Chili Festival. And from Amanda's voice, being welcomed into a group of older women who love their world enough to paint it would be an emotional boost for any young woman, whether or not she was starting a business. And as often happens in a small village, the Vegas would be there through my worst night and then my best day. As police officer and first responder, Mike was there in 2006 to help catch the rapist who broke into my home that night. And now, 7 years later, my wedding cakes made by his wife, Amanda. As Amanda and I looked at the different styles of wedding cakes and caught up on each other's lives, we digressed into talking about how, while there is both good and evil everywhere, even in small villages like Hatch, when something bad happens here, everyone personally knows the victim, so the response necessary in order to surmount a crime doesn't have to come through strangers. As long as the village continues to treat the frightened victim like family, it makes it easier to recover and maybe even get married someday. Amanda and I laughed over my experience of trying wedding dresses on that ended up making me look like a 70-year-old going to a prom, and how my too solemn clerk seriously thought exhaling in order to zip up a tight dress does the trick, like breathing is just an option. I like breathing. And with Amanda's laughter, I realized that I was sitting with her now because 7 years ago, her husband, as a police officer, made me feel I would still like living. He was right. I do. This is Claudette Ortiz on the H-Spot.